Case closed. Cops say so, but why are the killers still free? Getting Away with Murder, WGN TV investigates tonight at 9. Connor Murphy standing by here on WGN, our favorite Blackhawks defenseman, Bob Sorrell.
This is my afternoon nap. Normally. Don't disturb me. No, it's worth it, actually, to talk to this young man. Drive to the Game with Connor Murphy, brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation. It's Kevin Powell from the Sports Department with Bob Sorrell on the Rokan Show. And hi, Connor Murphy. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing good, and I'm going to turn things over to Connor here. He's got some serious X's and O's to talk with you about the games and so forth. But I need to ask you a couple questions first. This is just routine questioning. I don't think you'll need your lawyer for this, Connor, but a couple of questions. First of all, you're not Canadian. You grew up in Boston. You were born in Boston, right?
Yeah, I was born in Boston. My parents are Canadian. My dad played in the NHL for 14 years, and so I was raised around the different cities that he played in and coached in afterwards. So
yeah, because
my life's all been in the U.S., so I'm definitely an American. I was raised, born in Boston, then moved to Florida, then Atlanta, then Columbus for a majority of it, so definitely been around.
Yeah, because normally you grow up in Boston, you're not necessarily playing hockey, but you, I guess because your dad playing in the NHL, you were playing peewee hockey, right?
Yeah, exactly, and actually learned how to skate in Florida, so that was definitely not the norm, and it wasn't a popular thing to go to a cold rink and those Florida sunny days, so it's a different path, but I'm definitely lucky to have gotten that way.
Are you guys like baseball players? Like when you scored your first goal, and I believe you scored your first goal in your first game back in 2013, yeah. Do you have the puck? Did you save the puck?
Oh yeah, we have the puck, and every team will do a plaque for you, so you'll have a picture and a list of the game roster and the puck up on the wall. So I think I have mine at my parents' place in Columbus, and it's obviously one of those things, a memory you won't forget, and it's funny to look back and see the guys you're playing with and just to relive that memory.
And if you guys lose a tooth, will you keep that as well as a souvenir?
I might, yeah. That's it might look kind of ugly after a while, but I'd have to get some routine whitening done to it to keep it fresh. But when mine happens, I'll probably put it in a safe place.
All right, I'll turn it over to Kevin here, but I'll be back with more questions for you, Connor.
All right, love it.
Connor, always great to talk to you. The goaltending situation has been very good for you guys all season, and Robin Leonard is, I think he's 1 or 2 in save percentage. I think he's actually 1 now after Saturday's game. There was some talk, though, and I'm not asking you to talk for Robin by any means, but I've loved listening to Robin talk since he's got here. He's candid with the media. He engages on social media and stuff. But he's, for as great as he's been in-game, he basically admitted he does struggle in shootout situations. How difficult is that for a goaltender? I don't know if you have experience in that, but just from your vantage, to go from in-game, regular old hockey game, to all of a sudden it's one-on-one, and the guy's got the puck in front of you.
Yeah, it's a different skill. I mean, I'm not one to really talk too much about it. I'm more of a defending guy, and haven't gotten any of those in the NHL. So, but just seeing the players and the goalies, it's a different thing, and it's really entertaining. But obviously, it's a lot different than kind of playing through the normal play. Leonard's a guy that, being a veteran player in a big body, he can read plays really well and knows kind of where shooters are going to try to put it, and kind of read those flow of games and plays to help himself make saves. So the shootout's just a way different animal, and guys have a lot of deception and a lot of nice moves. So I heard he is pretty open about it, and I mean, he can admit it, which I respect, and it's definitely something that he works on. I think we all do, because it's become such a big part of the NHL with how you don't have a tie anymore. You always have to be settled in overtime or shootout. There's definitely some big points that you can earn if you have a good shootout team.
Some people don't like the shootout because it's not really hockey. I mean, you hear it even in soccer as well. Do you like the NHL having a shootout after an overtime period?
I kind of like that we don't have ties, to be honest. I don't like leaving the rink knowing, I don't know, kind of having it split like that. So I think that it might be the only way to really settle that in regular season, because it's tough. Obviously, in playoffs, you don't have a shootout. You go overtime as long as it takes, and you see some there's some unreal stories, and the Hawks have had a few playoff games like that where you start getting into triple overtime, and you can see on guys' faces how dehydrated and how long they've been playing, so you can't really do that much in regular season. We have so many games, but yeah, it's unfortunate. I like to see games decided by the real way how you play, but you kind of need a way to decide a winner.
We're talking with Blackhawks defenseman Connor Murphy. And Connor, we're back to my hard-hitting sports questions now. Let's see, you guys played Saturday, and then you're off till Tuesday. Got a game against a good team, Dallas, here in Chicago. What do you like to do in the time off period here?
It's nice. We play a lot of times every odd day, so a mixture of travel days or off days, getting back late at night and trying to recover with sleep. So we've had a couple days in between this one. So for me, nothing too crazy. Just I'm catching up on little things that for a lot of people are little, and for me are bigger. The laundry and the cooking and cleaning and just the boring stuff that I got to get through my days with.
And how are you feeling? I know you missed some time with the injury, but getting back in the swing of things?
Yeah, definitely great. It's something I feel like after getting even the first half game and played my first game back in Nashville, I felt really comfortable. And our training staff's so good that I felt like I stayed in shape and was able to not feel like the body was taking too much of a hit or a shock coming back to that game speed. So that's what's nice, is we have so much great care. And it's just nice. I think I was able to obviously play a stretch of games to start the year that ended up getting the flow of things a bit there. So that helps, and I feel great, and I'm just excited to keep going.
I want to get back to the laundry here, Connor. Are you a single guy?
No, I have a girlfriend. She's from the city.
But you do your laundry? You do your own laundry?
I do, yeah. I'm proud of it, yeah.
Yeah, and do you use Downy? You use a good fabric softener?
I won't give away my plug without any nose.
I need an endorsement.
Yeah, I'm a Tide Downy guy. Yeah, I'll admit that.
Okay, and that brings me to my next question. Now, without getting into specifics, I don't want to embarrass you, but you know, you've had a great career, even though you're a young guy. What are you, 26?
26.
Yeah. And you've done a lot of great things already. You were with Team USA, scored the big overtime goal against Sweden about 7 or 8 years ago. And when you were 23, you signed this really huge multi-million dollar contract. Now, I think back to the way I was and the way most people are at the age of 23, and we don't know how to do anything. And, you know, we think we're smart, but we're not. So what does that do to a kid, and how do you handle that? You know what I'm saying here, Connor? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, it's something that's overwhelming. Just you kind of can't really grasp what it means at the time. And I think most players, and I don't know if I speak for everyone in different sports, but I think you more just want to just play. I don't know if you really get too caught up in money and the materialistic things. You really just kind of you get reminded by people that are you look up to and that you use for guidance along that whole way, and that end up when you're young, even in your early 20s, they kind of keep you in that mindset and on why you're there, and you know that you just want to keep getting better, and you want to be able to prove yourself that you can have a long career and be able to help win the Stanley Cup and accomplish those dreams. So when you're a kid, you never really dream about those contracts and those things. You more dream about winning and kind of those backyard fantasy plays of scoring overtime goals and winning the championships.
Yeah, but in the meantime, you don't have to wait for the sale to buy the Tide in the store. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
First thing you bought, Connor, when you signed it? Did you treat yourself though to at least one? Like if I signed something like that, I would go treat myself with like a steak dinner and go buy an expensive watch and a car or something.
Well, I bet his dad kept him honest though, since his dad played the NHL. I bet he made sure you didn't do anything crazy.
Yeah, he did. I took my family out to dinner right away. I think that's a known thing. And then just, I mean, the thing is when you sign any deal, I mean, you're not getting that money right away. It's your salary over the years, so it's not like you can go crazy and spend. So that's a good thing too. And I don't know, just the stuff that you need over time. I was lucky to buy a place in my hometown a couple years ago, so that was obviously really nice. And yeah, there's definitely those perks are great.
Well, go get them Tuesday night and have a great rest of the year. And thanks for spending a little time with us, Connor Murphy of the Blackhawks.
Yeah, always fun. Thanks, guys.
All right, have a great holiday, Connor. And after our news update, we'll give away a couple of Blackhawks tickets right here.